Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That wasn't the smoothest announcement of a concert. Buzzy, they were going to announce at 11 o'clock the big concert at the stadium, okay? But they kind of muffed a few things.
Yeah, so following on Twitter, one reporter who was there said that when they walked in, there was someone that greeted them and said, "Are you here for the Billy Joel concert announcement?"
I'm glad they're not in charge of our state secrets.
And then number two, this came from Mike Baggerman. They had, you know, a screen up that said Live Nation New Era Field, and it must have been paused from a video they were going to show. Well, unfortunately, they didn't move the mouse, so the YouTube title was still in the top corner, and it was called Billy Joel 2020 Sizzle Video.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. But that's a big concert. It's in August. We got a trip going in August. I have to check the date. We may be overseas. It should be a good concert, though. He's been playing a lot down at the Garden.
Yeah, first time in 10 years. He's in Buffalo, so a nice end of summer concert.
I think the last time he was here, he had hair. I'm not really sure now. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. You guys are still freezing up there, aren't you?
Well, we are. It's going to be, 23 today and tomorrow.
Yeah, but you guys set that crap down here.
Well, yeah, I don't see any palm trees growing in Pennsylvania there, Don.
Not right now. It was 62 and sunny here yesterday when you were having your terrible weather, but today we have your weather.
Well, we're glad to hear it. Now, you probably are not aware of Don Cherry, but what do you think of that concept of him speaking his mind and getting fired for it?
Well, I certainly don't like it. I remember when he was coaching the Boston Bruins, and that's when I lived down here in Pennsylvania. It's kind of odd because when we were living up there, none of us would give any time to hockey. I hate it. I would rather watch grass grow than watch hockey.
It was all Boston Celtics when we were growing up.
Yeah, but the crazy part about that was when the Celtics were in the playoffs, when they first started getting real good, we used to leave our area around noontime on Sunday, drive down to Boston, and buy a ticket for a playoff game, and we sat in good seats.
Yeah, it's only 50 miles away. You get there in less than an hour and get the seats. And at that time, Boston was winning championship after championship after championship. The Celtics were. And the hockey was like the stepson or something.
It was, but you couldn't get a ticket. They were sold out pretty much every game.
Yeah, that's right. And I wondered why, because hockey was not a big thing growing up where we were, which was only 50 miles outside of Boston. It is now, but it wasn't then.
Right. I mean, he coached that team for 5 years. It was in the Stanley Cup playoffs all 5 years, and twice he came in second.
Wow.
It wasn't like he wasn't a good coach, for starters. So.
Yeah, you think we're in a overly politically correct mode where You're really foolish even trying to say something that you know is going to be criticized, or you just say it and deal with it?
Well, I that's a good question. I think Jack Nicholson said it best when he said, you know what he said? That's in that movie, A Few Good Men.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what he said.
Well, the truth. You can't handle.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. Okay, that's right. And it is the truth, and they can't handle it because they have in their mind they want something that isn't exactly like it is today. And if you dare speak out against what it is today, they don't want to hear it. Okay, Don, I hope you stay nice and warm. We're going to send some more cold air down there.
One more thing.
Okay.
You would know a lot more about this than I would.
Well, that could be almost anything, Don. Except math.
You get me all the time.
Except math. I was very good at math. You were excellent at math.
Oh, well, thank you for that. You obviously have a personal conduct clause in your contract.
Sure, everybody does. Yep.
So I have no way of knowing what that would be, but that may have played a part in this. And also his sidekick that threw him under the bus. Now that sidekick will probably go from being second fiddle to first fiddle, which equates to more money.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do there. Usually the personal conduct is if you committed some kind of felony or you put the license of the station in jeopardy. It's usually that, not something like he did. He was honoring the war dead, for crying out loud. Now, in America, maybe America's just ahead of Canada in honoring our military, but at one time, we didn't give them enough, and now we give them as much as we possibly can because we appreciate them. Maybe Canada's not there, and they didn't want to hear that.
Well, I certainly don't want our country to take a lesson from that and become totally like they are now in Canada.
I'll tell you, and what a shame. Canada's a great country. Vancouver is fabulous. Toronto is fabulous. But keep going like this, and they're not going to be fabulous for long.
You got that right.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. There we go, my good friend Don. Yeah, we used to go and see the Celtics play. The Celtics at one time, if you look it up, won championship after championship after championship. They had a golden period there when they had Bob Cousy and Tommy Heinsohn and Larry Bird later on. Really good.
Bill Russell.
Yeah, Bill Russell, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Russell was a dominator. He was...
Red Auerbach.
He and Chamberlain. Now, Chamberlain was over 7 feet. Russell was a little under. He was like 6'11", but Russell was magnificent in defense. And Russell and Chamberlain could score 100 points. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN.
I'm not whining about it. I'm just telling you that that's the way I feel. And I still feel that everybody in this country that likes our way of life, these beautiful people gave their lives in their 20s and in their teens for our way of life. They should wear a poppy. And if that's offensive, then there's nothing I can do about it. That's the way I feel, and I'm not changing, and I don't regret a thing.
Let us go to Tom on line 3. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Mr. Beach and Tony.
Hello there, Tom. What do you have for us today?
Listen, Mr. Cherry it's a sad day for Canada. He's such an icon over there. And people don't even know, besides his hockey, what a humanitarian he is. He has helped so many families and so many children there. Anytime there's a fundraiser, Mr. Cherry is always there. Always there. And he contributes so, so much. And that kerfuffle Trudeau, he couldn't put a patch on Mr. Cherry's fanny.
Yeah, well, obviously, people are very upset about it. It's been nearly unanimous on all of our streaming lines here. People miss him. They thought he didn't get a good deal. And, yeah, and Trudeau's walking around in blackface, and he's still got a job.
And, Sandy, if you can't love a veteran or have some respect for a veteran, what the hell are you?
Can you imagine in America that happening? If somebody was saying, let's pay a tribute to our fallen veterans who gave their lives and got fired for saying that? I mean, my God, what's the matter with them?
I know. I'm an old Vietnam vet, Sandy, and I'll tell you, I would back Mr. Cherry tooth and nails. He's the type of guy that we fought for.
Well, and thank you for fighting for us. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to Joe in North Tonawanda. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Tony. Thank you for taking my call, and thank God for our program here.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you have for us?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'd like to state that I am an authority on Hockey Night in Canada. I've been watching it since Ted Darling, and the snow was so thick on my TV I could hardly see the puck. Yeah. But, you know, this is just another liberal play in Canada. It all started years ago when they, I'm not sure who took over Sportsnet, but when they changed the Hockey Night in Canada theme song, and Tony, you'll probably remember that, I lost total interest basically in watching it because it just didn't give you the same feeling at the beginning that it does now with this song that they put on. That it's just not the Hockey Night in Canada theme. They wouldn't pay the woman who wrote the Hockey Night in Canada theme song to keep the song. But Don Cherry is not a son. You see, they changed the national anthem as well. It's now All of Us Command instead of All Thy Sons Command.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and that's something that, as usual, the libs took over that part and decided that we all have to celebrate our all of us instead of the boys who have kept us free our entire lives in our country. So, I just want to say that it's a sad day for hockey because previous callers said that what I wanted to say, too, that Don Cherry has been with this military and the good of Canada forever and ever and ever. And I kind of like to equate this to a story, real quick one, about Dizzy Dean. Dizzy Dean, I'm sure both of you guys remember. Ozark.
He's a pitcher, yep.
Player, yes, pitcher from the St. Louis Cardinals, Hall of Famer, Chicago Cubs, and so on. Dizzy Dean, after his career, became a broadcaster for KOMX, I believe, in St. Louis. And what happened was he started broadcasting, and unfortunately for, I guess maybe him, unfortunately for all of us, he wasn't as educated as most and didn't really finish high school. And he spoke that Ozark Mountain slang. And when he got on the radio and started broadcasting the games, everybody loved him. You know, he said things like, he slugged into second. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And stuff like that. And what it came down to was, believe it or not, the libs, even back in the 30s or 40s, I think it was maybe, the libs came on and the PTA decided that they called the St. Louis Cardinals and said that they didn't want Dizzy Dean doing the broadcast any longer because he didn't speak the proper English.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, isn't that something? The proper English. Now, what Dizzy Dean's response to them was, and you're going to love this, was, well, if I ain't learning the children how to speak that proper English, well, then I don't want to be on the radio anymore. Well, he announced on his last broadcast that he was no longer going to be the broadcaster for the Cardinals, and he quit. Well, the switchboards lit up, and they called him back a couple days later, and the PTA board member, the head of it, which my mother was the president of the PTA for School 45 in the 60s, she said to them, or said to Dizzy Dean, Dizzy, if you're going to teach our kids baseball, we'll teach our kids proper English. And he went back to work.
Oh, beautiful. A good ending to a story. And a good story it is, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, Joe Beamer.
Yeah, Joe is right. When they changed the Hockey Night in Canada song, like the original Hockey Night in Canada song, bum, 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 bum. I mean, it got your attention. You knew it was ready for a decent hockey game most of the time. I mean, the 7 o'clock game is always the Leafs, so you have to
put up with it.
Yeah, but the 10 o'clock game, always a good West Coast game. And now they have this new one. It's kind of just, it's so generic. It's like pay the extra money for the song that went with the show, you know?
There's so much support for Don Cherry here. We've been doing this since 9:30. It is now nearly 11:30. For 2 hours, we haven't had anybody speak out against him. So we have all of these people who live in Canada who project the attitude that they don't want him, but none of them have called to reinforce that, have they? The ones that are calling are the ones who think he got the shaft. You got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Yeah, Jerry Reed, thank you very much. Yes, another one, Mr. B.
Yeah, actually, Sandy, a friend of the show did email in a comment Don Cherry gave to a local newspaper in Toronto. He said, I've just learned I've been fired by Sportsnet for comments made on Coach's Corner November 9th. No problem. I know what I said, and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. I speak the truth, and I walk the walk. I have visited the bases of the troops, been to Afghanistan with our brave soldiers at Christmas, been to cemeteries of our fallen around the world, and honored our fallen troops on Coach's Corner. To keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. I would have liked to continue doing Coach's Corner, obviously. The problem is, if I have to watch everything I say, that isn't Coach's Corner.
Well, good for him. That's exactly right. That's the way it should be. Here are some from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Ron McLean was nodding and agreeing with Don Cherry during the broadcast. He even gave thumbs up. It took the corporate overlords to make Ron apologize. See, Ron shouldn't have apologized. He shouldn't have said anything if he's going to take that road. Shouldn't have said anything better than what he said. Here's another. The true audacity is that they fired him on Canadian Remembrance Day. That's what the caller said, too. The very day the man spoke out countless times, screw Sportsnet and the CBC. That's pretty distinct. It's pretty accurate. Not going to be misinterpreted. After traveling through Canada for decades, spending vacation and even doing business and generating revenue, I have been banned from, see, that's went the other way. Come on there, get up there. From entering, and I can prove otherwise, I am no longer allowed to enter Canada at the risk of imprisonment. Oh, Canada. I don't know what he did to be banned. You can't go to Canada with a DUI, right?
I don't think you can, no.
That's the only thing I know of that would ban you. I mean, I'm sure there are other things. But certainly calling him people kind might do it, too. Hey, yeah, look at the big line here. There's a lot of people kind in line. What's the matter with you? Get a grip on yourself. You got this wussy Trudeau. Where the hell
he
did
is
they
a wimp.
Get, where the hell did they get him? Man. See, I couldn't say that in Canada, right?
No, I guess not.
I wish. Will a Canadian station please invite me to come up and do a show? Just one. That's all. Just want to do one and then leave if I can get away. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with the Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. Boy, Don Cherry has a lot of support here in the Western New York area, I can tell you that. Going to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Don Cherry was right. Have you been to Toronto lately? Okay. No, I have. We a lot of times we fly out of Toronto for our trips, but with Viking, they're all out of Buffalo. Don Cherry is basically Rush Limbaugh, but with a focus on hockey instead of politics. I wonder if Hockey Night in Canada will go the way of Lloyd's Taco Truck and end up apologizing and bringing Cherry back. It's got to be a little embarrassing to bring him back. But you know, one of the quotes that I despised being in basically the same business as Don Cherry, but instead of hockey, talking about other subjects, is the fact that one of the bosses there at the network said, oh, we just got tired of too many negative complaints about him. Boy, are they short-sighted. There's a thing called high acceptance, high rejection. If you have a lot of people that love you, and Don Cherry obviously does, you're going to have people that hate you. That goes with the territory. They don't just hate you for you. They hate you because they don't want to be in the group that loves you, because that's just a common group. They want to stand out. They want to be special. They want to be pointed out. And I'm surprised that anybody that got to that level of broadcasting in Canada and in Toronto wouldn't understand that. It goes with the territory. What you got to be afraid of when nobody complains, that's what you got to be afraid of, not when you think you got too many. Okay, let's see. Okay, I got this one. What do you, Buzzy, let's see. No, I'm going to do a phone call next. Let's go to Caroline in Wales. Caroline, you're on WBEN.
Hi, it's Karen. I'm a Canadian citizen. I'm legally here.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
My dad was a big hockey fan, so I grew up watching hockey. I'm a Don Cherry fan. And, you know, he cares about the kids. He teaches them on, you know, on the broadcast. He gives them pointers. He loves the kids. He loves our troops. And he loves, you know, girls hockey. He's a supporter of girls hockey, too. And, you know, anyone that would listen to him, he's not against immigrants. He's against anyone who's, well, not against, but, you know, he was speaking to people who are not wearing a poppy and not supporting our veterans and our current service members. And
it reminds me in our country of candidates who don't wear a flag pin. It shows that they don't have that much of a connection to the rest of us. Go ahead.
Right. And when now the poppy falls out, I they're not really well made. But if I ever lost my poppy, I'd go and get another poppy because I felt weird not wearing a poppy. My grandfather served. And anyway, I wanted to speak to the caller about that called about Ron McLean and maybe his motives for, you know, apologizing. Ron McLean, it wasn't money because his net worth is $3 million Canadian. And I don't understand. He was born on an air base in West Germany, and his father was an officer with the Royal Canadian Air Force. So, I mean, he's a military kid. I don't understand why he didn't support Don in, you know, in saying, you know what, if you're Canadian, if you're here, if you enjoy these freedoms, men, you know, went to these horrible wars and died for what you enjoy in this country.
Or came back without limbs and had to readjust their whole life.
Right, right. My grandmother had an uncle not come back from the First World War. My grandfather served 5 years from 41 to 45. You know, my dad grew up without a dad till the age of five. So, you know, people gave big chunks of their life. It still affects generations.
Sure.
You know, to come, you know, my grandfather came back an alcoholic. You know, my dad, you know, like these things are passed on and families, you know, they're still dealing, and they're, you know, currently, you know, our veterans who have served in more recent wars, support them.
Well, you know, love of country, we've talked about this before, love of country seems to, in some ways, there are groups that don't want to be associated with that. He is right. They're here, they accept what we have, but they don't really want to embrace our culture. They're here. It's almost like going to a restaurant that you want the food in there, but you don't want to pay for the check. And that's the same thing here. Probably the same thing in Canada. And so he seems to me, and that one soundbite we have brings you to tears when he talks about the fallen veterans. I don't know how they could possibly conceive that this guy was not to be kept, was to be cast aside. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. We appreciate your call very much. Yeah, when he talks about that soundbite, when he talks about the troops. Very emotional. I can't imagine that happening in the U.S. I mean, maybe we'll get to a point where it will, but I hope it doesn't, when we don't recognize that we have no country without military. Without military, you are the country that has the biggest military. That's it, if you can't protect yourself. And that's the way it is. And when he said, you people, that can be any group of people. It doesn't have any sinister meaning. It could be a group of Girl Scouts, for crying out loud. Hey, you people be here at noon, you know, that kind of stuff. But I guess politically correct is sweeping. Mr. Beamer, thank you. What
yes,
is next?
Yes. All right, we will go
did you
with.
You hear that it's Billy Joel? Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew it before they announced it.
I did.
You did. You were hoping it was
Garth Brooks.
Yeah, Garth. I thought it could be Garth Brooks. They're doing a big feature on him on cable. He's really coming back in the limelight, and he's capable of selling out the stadium.
Yeah, and Friends in Low Places is better than Piano Man.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Joel's okay. Okay, he's a good artist.
Oh, yeah.
I would have preferred Garth.
Longest Time, great song. He had some really good 80s stuff. I just think Piano Man, a little overrated. That's all.
Yeah.
It's no Rocket Man.
But it's New York. No, nothing's Rocket Man.
No, that's a great song.
Okay, yep.
All right, well, we'll go with Kurt, who says, complete and total BS. Political correctness has gone haywire in the socialist nation to our north.
Yeah, it's Canada's not getting good reviews with this. The Canadian government certainly didn't make the decision on this, but just the way things are going culturally seem that the people have control of the minds of people that they don't want to hear about the debt they owe the military and the remembrance. So never mind that. How about just remembrance? How about just a thank you? You know what I mean? Thank you for wearing the uniform. Thank you for coming back with less limbs than you had when you joined, and still being proud to be a member of the military. What's wrong with that? I don't understand it. Instead, we have to kowtow to people that don't have that feeling. They don't have that feeling of thank you. Thank you for what you've allowed me to do. Thank you for what you've given me. And that's all it says. And the military certainly deserves it, ours and theirs. We'll be back after this. The WBEN7 First Alert Forecast. Today, 23, bitter cold with an occasional snow shower. Tomorrow, 23, bitter cold, potentially record-breaking cold. The record low is 16, set in 1986. And then Thursday, 37, cold with rain and snow showers. Let us go to line two with Steve in Toronto. Steve, you're on WBEN.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think that the actual reason was probably the words, you people.
That's correct.
In 19, you can't point to your fellow citizens and say, you people. But I kind of don't want to debate that. The fact of the matter is, Canada is not a particularly patriotic country, 11 and a half months of the year. We just had a free and fair election where we elected a globalist as our leader, a man who believes our country is a post-national state with no core identity.
Wow.
That's just what Canada is now.
Wow, sad.
You know, so patriotism, in my opinion, and globalism are antithetical. You can't have both. If you try to say you're both, you're either deluded or not truthful. You try to be both, you're like the NBA.
Yeah, except I think a globalist... to me, I would be very nervous if we were that. I think that you learn from your history. You take pride in your history. Is it perfect? No. But I think it's the best any country has ever had. So it would be natural to take pride in it. It's so anti the way I think that I would not appreciate the military that I can't get my arms around anybody that would think that way.
I don't personally disagree with you, but there's no point me arguing it because, like I said, we just had an election. The globalists are running Canada. It's just a fact.
Well, just remember, if the bad guys come knocking at the door, your friends to the south are not globalists. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Wow. How about that? Globalists. Don't like that at all. I really don't. I learned to share as a kid, but I also learned to appreciate what we have and how we got it. So that's...
Ask Europe how that globalist attitude is going.
Yeah. I mean, look at England right now with that Brexit vote. That thing is like crazy. Nuts. Let's go to Bob. Well, at least that last caller told it like it is. Did you know it was that bad?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. And then that guy was calling from Toronto. I love Toronto. I love Toronto. Yes.
I didn't know to that extent, but you know when Pete in Ontario calls, he kind of always dismisses how liberal Canada is. I mean, he always hints at it. Yeah. I had an idea. I mean, I know that liberal in Canada is further left or what we're beginning to see as liberal in America.
Oh, man. Got to work harder. Let's go to Bobby in Niagara Falls. Bobby, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Tony. That last call was a good call.
It was a good call.
I want to say that I've always been suspicious over the years of Sportsnet. I've always felt that they were holier than thou and stuffy, and I always listened to their competition. And the particular station that is connected with Sportsnet, I can't stand them. As I say, I listen to the other station in Toronto, which is their competition. And Sportsnet has had a history over the years of putting down Americans in Buffalo very badly. When Mike Babcock was considering where he was going to go to coach, you should have heard Sportsnet and that particular station putting down Buffalo. So I'm not at all surprised that they let Don Cherry go. They're stuffy, politically correct, and holier than thou. And my buddy wants to give up on hockey. I just talked to him, but I don't want him to do that. But that's all I have to say today. I want to hurry because it's almost the top of the hour. And thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Let's go to Chuck. We can squeeze Chuck in before the show's over. Chuck, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Sandy, I'd like to make a comment about how gutless Ron McLean is. Don Cherry made him. Over the years, he was kind of like Ed McMahon with Johnny Carson. He was a stand-up man. I'm looking forward to maybe looking at Terry Pegula reaching out to Cherry and making it hockey night in Buffalo. We once took a Toronto icon away years ago in Punch Imlach. Let's return the favor again and take him back and bring him to Buffalo where he'd be welcome.
I would love that. I would love that. That would be great. Let's hope the Pegulas are on the phone right now with him. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. That's more than two or three people have suggested that. That would be,
that'd be
really
cool.
Good. Nice shot in the arm. Mr. Beamer, we seem to have a couple of minutes left for some Facebook.
Yes, and we this time will go to our top fan, one of our top fans, Mary, who says, catering to the whiny babies is becoming an epidemic that offends the people that are capable of accepting other people's flaws. How can public figures avoid such scrutiny when a new subject that offends people pops up every day?
Well, the bottom line is it seems like it used to take a little bit to get offended. You know, you have to go through it two or three times, but now anything goes. You're offended over anything. So what? I don't care if you're offended or not. If it's as long as it's I'm not just making things up out of whole cloth, if I'm telling the truth, you choose to be offended, be offended.
I've brought this up before. Try picturing Mel Brooks movies coming out now.
Oh, gee. Right.
History of the World, Blazing
History
Saddles.
History of the World would be fabulous.
It would never fly.
I saw that a couple of months ago. And to me, History of the World, Mel Brooks' movie, is one of the top five great movies. Just a fabulous movie.
Same with Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles. Totally, totally. Another one, Beamer.
Yes, Sandy, we will go with Linda.
You're going with Linda?
I am going with Linda.
Well, how's Linda doing?
Sure, yeah. She's very nice to go with. Yeah.
Linda says, what Don said is right. However, I can't be surprised seeing how PC the culture here in America has gotten. I can only imagine the liberals who completely dominate Canada have gone.
Next time I'm in Canada, I'll have to pay more attention to that. usually we're flying out of Canada and you're going through security and doing this. You don't pay much attention to that. But I'm going to keep my eyes open and see what's going on.
I wonder what the breakdown is in Canada, liberal versus conservative.
I'd like to see it, but Trudeau just went in.
And Canada has four different major parties, right? It's not just the liberal conservative. I think it's split up differently, but liberals have completely been in control for a while from an outsider looking in.
From a sad perspective. Well, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company. Good luck to Don Cherry. Don, you got a lot of supporters here in the U.S., at least among our listening audience. Good luck to you. You did the right thing. You stood up for it. That's what I call a man. Oh, a people. No, is he a man people?
Person.
Yeah, that's a good man people to stand up for it. Want to be politically correct. We'll see you tomorrow at 9, News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.